We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Word of Wisdom, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. I have just read from the King James Version. After Chiamaka received clarity through the word of wisdom given by her pastor's wife, she was filled with so much peace. But something else happened that made her value spiritual gifts even more. 2 weeks later, she noticed that her younger cousin, who had just gained admission into the university, was becoming withdrawn and unusually fearful. No one in the family knew what was wrong. One evening during family prayer, Chiamaka felt an impression in her heart to pray specifically for her cousin. As she prayed, the Lord gave her a simple phrase in her heart: break the fear. She didn't fully understand it, but she obeyed and prayed with that phrase. That night, her cousin opened up for the first time. She confessed that a lecturer had been threatening her and making inappropriate demands. She had been too afraid to speak. Chiamaka's prayer that evening broke the hold of fear over her cousin's heart and empowered her to speak up. The family stepped in quickly and the matter was resolved. This experience taught Chiamaka that spiritual gifts are not just for church services or major decisions. They are tools with which God helps us navigate daily life. Gifts like the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discernment of spirits, and prophecy were given to edify, protect, and guide the believer. Many times, God wants to intervene in our homes, families, and workplaces through the gifts He has placed in us. But if we neglect them or think they are only for pastors and ministers, we will deprive ourselves of precious help from the Holy Spirit. Go into today asking the Lord to make you sensitive to His promptings and to stir up the spiritual gifts He has already placed within you. Prayer. Heavenly Father, open my eyes to the gifts You have given me. Help me to walk in them faithfully, that Your will may be done in and through my life. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe You died for my sins and rose again. I confess You as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 117 to 118. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.